Welcome to the 12th Autumn 100, previously known as Winter 100.
Hello and welcome to the Golden Hour Project.
Hands up if it's your first 100 miler today. Yeah! Probably at least a third of the field, so welcome to all of you.
Some people are like really up and energetic.
No one turning up crying.
No one crying. Everyone seems fairly up for it. A couple of people moaning about the cold. It's England. It's October, and it's a sunny day. I think you've probably got the best conditions you could possibly have. It's going to be a bit cold tonight, I think, by the river. But yeah, everyone, you know, you get some people that are really lasered in.
Yeah, just completely in their world.
Yeah, obviously, sort of thinking about what's going to happen. Others, I think, you know, that nervous, like, chuckles and just trying to find something to take their mind off what they're about to try and do.
And there's, what, 250 today?
About that. I think so. I was looking at the entry list, was nearly 300. You always get no-shows, and there's probably a few people who are injured or sick or, you know, more, whatever that might be. Yeah.
We're very well known for being very strict with our cutoffs. Yeah. It is what it is, you know, because otherwise you get into the situation of how long's a piece of string. You know, if 5 minutes becomes 10, becomes 20, and then it's just, so we've always said from the very beginning, a cutoff is a cutoff. And we had someone at North Downs 50 a number of years ago. They missed cutoff by about, I think, 6 seconds. But unfortunately, just through a miscommunication, one of the volunteers gave the person their buckle. So when they'd left and gone home, not realising what had happened and whatever, so I emailed them on the Monday and said, look, I'm really, really sorry, but you'll notice your name's not in the results. This is because you missed the cutoff. Don't worry, you can keep the buckle if you want, it's not a big deal, you know, it's going to cost more to post it back to us, don't worry about it, but you're not a finisher. This guy, lovely, you know, emailed back, said, completely get it, completely understand, rules are rules, didn't even think about it at the time, and he posted the buckle back. And that buckle, I actually ended up carrying it around with me for about 4 years. I moved house a couple of times. It was in my kit bag, and it didn't go back to the farm with anything to do with the race. It just stayed in my laptop bag, and I moved a few times, and this buckle went with me. And he finally signed up again for it. And by that point, we'd changed, gone to a new buckle. So I had this old buckle for him. And when he came around the race and he finished it, and everybody was really invested in this guy, because 6 seconds became the story. I was like, oh my God, how heart-wrenching. And when he came in, and I still had not just the buckle, but the envelope and the note he put in there, it just said, I'll be back for this one day. Yeah, it was brilliant. I felt a bit emotional there.
Yeah. You're listening to the Golden Hour Project. Centurion Running stage 400 milers each year. The Thames Path in early May, the South Downs Way in June, North Downs Way in August, and the Autumn 100 in mid-October. A small few attempt the Centurion Grand Slam by attempting to complete all four Centurion 100 milers in the year. The Autumn 100 takes place along the Ridgeway and Thames Path in Oxfordshire. As the last race of the year, there were some 250 runners starting this year's Autumn 100, with 18 committed runners still aiming for their Grand Slam. Other runners varied from first-timers to one guy attempting to complete his 100th 100-miler.
Today is Ken Fancett's 100th 100-miler. Incredible feat. Obviously, as he will tell you himself, nothing's taken for granted until he finishes, but probably one of the most special moments for us, obviously, to see him back here today. We're delighted he picked this race. This is his 42nd Centurion 100. This is mental. This will be his 10th Grand Slam. The numbers are just mind-boggling. Ken is 74 years young, so...
How many hundreds have you done?
Well, 99 at the moment.
Okay.
If I finish, I never count completions before the finish line.
And if you finish, you're going to carry on? Is this your swan song? Or
no, I will carry on.
Okay. When was your first? Do you remember the first 100 mile?
Yeah, it was in 1992. I did the LDWA in Victoria.
Where was that? Where did you race then?
That was in Kent. It wasn't really a race. It was a sort of challenge.
Okay. not many 100 milers around in the 90s.
No, there weren't. I think that was the only one.
Okay. What's the closest finish you've ever had in terms of, like, on the line?
On the Manhattan one is a 150 miler, and they gave you 48 hours, and I was just over the 47.
Wow.
And
okay.
I was getting close there.
Yeah.
It got to the point and the organiser said, are you going to finish this? And I said, yes, I will, and I will finish in the cutoff.
And what's your trick then for sort of longevity, for not getting injured, for being able to carry on?
Well, I have had injuries, but I'm fortunate that I tend not to get blisters.
That sounds like a good advert for your shoes. No. What shoes are you wearing?
These are Nike.
Okay.
I've, whatever shoes I wear, I don't get blisters.
Okay.
So very rarely. Anyway.
And no other injuries.
I've had a couple of meniscus injuries twice, okay. And torn meniscus.
What sort of time are you aiming for today, or just to finish?
Well, I get slower and slower. Yeah, all I know is it won't be a sub 24. I think I've done my last sub 24.
Okay. But sub 28, you'll be happy and you're going to enjoy yourself.
Done.
Thank you very much. Really
Thank
good
you.
Luck. Thank you.
Oh, dear.
I can see your Grand Slam number.
Too many races last year.
Okay, you volunteered at all of them, did you?
I volunteered at three of them, and then James was like, come on, you know you're going to do it. I know you're going to do it.
And had you done any of the hundreds before?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd done South Downs 100 and Autumn 100. I hadn't done Thames Path or North Downs.
Okay.
So.
And if you volunteered then at races, you've seen people struggling and you've seen people on there.
I started volunteering.
Okay, that's how you got into
the sport, is it? I volunteered before I ran, yeah.
Okay. And where did you, what sort of aid stations have you volunteered at here? Do you know that? All of them.
I want to say, yeah, over the years.
You're one of the regulars.
Most of them.
Okay. So no pressure for today. Last
no,
one of the...
just finished.
You finished all four.
Enjoy it.
All three so far. Yeah.
In theory, I've done this one before, I've done it before, I can do it again.
And have you brought a friend along to support, or are you...
I'm running.
You're running.
Yeah.
Sarah's running. It's your third?
It is my second. I've done this race three times, but the second time I had an injury, so I pulled out pretty early on.
Okay.
The first time the weather was awful.
First time the weather was awful.
That one.
So, yeah.
Are you running together during the race, or are you just going to see what...
I'm not good running with other people. I get too... I don't know if I'm running too fast or too slow.
Just got to do your own thing.
Are you aiming for a time, or are you...
Well, I have quite a young baby, so I would like for us to be able to go home in the morning tomorrow.
And you've got childcare sorted.
Yes.
You've got crew here.
Yeah, I'm the one who will be breastfeeding through the race. So you might see me in the hall feeding my baby.
That's impressive. Yeah, keeping food
point.
Down yourself.
Yeah.
And,
we'll see how it goes, but yeah. So. And he'll be with his dad, and they're staying at the Swan. So.
Oh, nice!
Yeah.
Oh, it's also there's a nice, comfy bed for you in the middle of the race. Hard
exactly.
not to stop and have.
Don't remind me.
Okay. Well, good luck. We'll see
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, both of you.
The Autumn 100 sees runners covering four 25-mile legs, each out and back along sections of the Ridgeway and Thames Path, with each time runners returning to the warmth and relative comfort of the aid station and their drop bags in the village hall in Goring. As 100 milers go, it's relatively flat and fast, perhaps encouraging many to make the Autumn 100 their first attempt at the 100 mile distance.
Because we have the centre point and they do the out and backs,
yeah.
I get to see that natural deterioration of runners.
The people which is, back.
It's quite great though, because you see them at the beginning and you get really invested. Like the team here get really invested in the runner's story because they see them every 25 miles and it gets quite emotional. That's 75 miles when they're trying to drop out and you see the militant volunteers refusing to let them drop. It's quite good. I love that when the volunteer teams do that as well. It's like we're no one on our
not
shift.
But
the thing is, after they've like not had any sleep and they've been up for like 26 hours, they will believe anything you tell them. Yeah, it's against the law to drop here, sorry, you've got to keep going.
The race starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, with runners having 28 hours to finish. Many set their target of finishing under 24 hours to earn 100 miles in one day buckle. Others, sometimes adjusting their expectation mid-race, will be delighted to just finish before the 28-hour cut-off. 182 runners finished this year's race. These are some of their stories.
Welcome back.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
Good, right? I'm good.
Oh dear, a world of pain.
That's all right.
We'll soldier through.
Go for it. Yeah, good. Looking forward to a bit of refreshment.
Still smiling.
Yeah. I'm feeling all right.
Yeah, good work.
Leg one nearly done.
How are you feeling? You all right?
Yeah, pretty good.
Well done. 25 down.
Good. Awesome, man. Top of the world.
Well, you get it for granted that even 25 miles is hard.
The first leg takes runners northwest out and back along the Thames Path. Leg 2 follows the Ridgeway northeast and back to complete 50 miles. Leg 3 follows the Ridgeway west. And finally, leg 4, in the dark for most runners, takes them 12 and a half miles east along the Thames Path to Reading via an aid station at Pangbourne before retracing their route to the finish. For those finishing in the golden hour, they'll cover this on Sunday morning just as the sun rises.
How are you getting on?
Good. You?
Yeah.
Having a nice day?
Yeah. But I'm not running. You're running.
Yeah. Not right now, but no. Yes.
But you're going to. You're carrying on.
I'm debating. I'm having a little chat with myself.
Have you got someone on one shoulder and someone on the other?
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. I've got no excuse.
I think if you make it out of 25, you'll carry on.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
How long are you going to give yourself?
10 minutes max.
Okay. Because you know what we all think, don't you?
Yeah, crack on. Crack on. Get up off your ass and get out the door, yeah.
Is this your first 100?
It is, yeah. Okay. It's my third attempt.
Yeah. You're going to have to. It doesn't get any worse. Oh, I think you've convinced yourself now, haven't you?
Well, now that I've called myself out on it. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And what's the weirdest thing you've seen in a drop bag?
It's not like customs at airports.
You must have seen people unpacking.
You don't have to frisk people.
Anyone got
down
a little bottle of wine in there?
Not that I know of.
I was an American guy that used to come run with us, like religiously, and he had an inflatable foot spa. It was amazing. Everyone was looking like, are you kidding me? And he had this inflatable foot spa. He filled up with hot water and he put some salts in it and he sat there for a good 20 minutes and finished the race. It was great.
What are you looking forward to at the aid station?
Coke.
Well done, it's just over the bridge. Aid station's just up the road there. Right. Yeah.
Just it was a bit of a gamble switching in today, so I didn't know how bad the mud would be.
Yeah.
But all up through Grimstitch, it was fine. If anything, it's worse coming back, because we had a bit of a heavy shower. Yeah, it rained pretty hard up there for about 20 minutes.
And it's muddy out there.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, but I did fall coming down Grimstitch because I was obviously a bit lacking in grip. Yeah, it was definitely worth the gamble. I was so uncomfortable on the other ones that they were.
You look like you're pleased to sit down.
Yeah.
You're feeling all right?
Yeah, not so bad, yeah. I'm just need to mentally reset a little bit and then go back out there, I guess. Yeah. So.
This is the night bit. Can't see a thing.
Yeah.
I'm from Yorkshire, so.
Oh, this is not cold.
Well,
so excuse us southerners in
that
case.
No, this is still cold. Just we're quite used to it.
Yeah.
But no, the third it gets a bit, it does get hot up there.
Yeah.
Sorry, it gets cold up there.
Yeah. A bit flat for you down here?
Well, I never find this one easy. I've come down every year for years, but I never find it easy. But yeah, it's not monstrous hills, is it?
Yeah.
But it's not easy either.
Yeah, just about.
You've back? You've done 75?
Yeah, I've done 75 here, just about to go back out on the final leg.
It's only 25, what's that marathon? Less than a marathon.
Who gets to 50 and then goes, I know what I'll do, I'll go and do another 50.
It's not kind of fully blistered, but...
Not yet, there's plenty of time. Think positive. How are your feet getting on?
Yeah, I think I've got a bit of a blister coming up, other than that, not too shabby. Well, the shoes worked out nicely in the last leg.
Did you swap over?
No, I stuck with them. I'm swapping now, but yeah, it did really nicely.
Just one blister on one
just
foot?
Just one blister on one foot.
Oh, right.
It's going
well.
Well,
be careful, the other foot might feel left out.
I'm sure it'll join in anyway.
You've got 25 miles to find it.
Just to say, let's sit down,
yeah,
have a cup of tea, maybe a cup of soup, bit to eat, even a sleep if you want.
Yeah,
you can have a 3-hour sleep and still get back to Goring, but just don't give me that number.
Yeah. And have some of them tried to give you the number?
Oh, well, I've done it here before, and there will be some for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But the vast majority, if you give them enough time just to chill out, then they'll eventually go, you know what, I'm going to give it a go. You know,
yeah.
They, because in my opinion, it might not be, we might not have an aid station for 7 miles, but you're going through the middle of Reading.
Yeah.
So there's places where, you know, if it wasn't your day, or if you needed to, like half a mile there on the left is Tesco's. You can go in there,
24-hour Tesco.
Yeah. Yeah. You, if you need a pasty, if you need a full fat Lucozade, whatever, you know, it's just there.
It's not remote, is it?
It is not remote. Yeah. And
I mean, it feels it. It's pitch black, but like, well, the stuff we've around.
This is the thing for the guys when they're heading out on this leg, is that you're told forever it's Reading. But then if you come into Reading and go, where's the aid station? Where's the aid station? And then it just every step, you know, you've got to repeat going back the other way. And we're right out the other side of Reading here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing really that way until you get to Henley. So, which is about another 6 miles that way if you do the Thames Path run.
And what about other memorable finishes on other races?
Sarah Morwood, she won, there was a South Downs 100, and she won the race, the female race, she won. She, bless her, Sarah's got a collection of our trophies. She didn't need to have another one to take home. So she gave us the trophy and said, I want this to go to the last woman that comes in. And the last runner happened to be a female. So we were all invested in this, knowing that, oh my God, come on, you can do it. We're watching the dot, and come on, you can do it kind of thing. When you get to Eastbourne, you've got to do a lap of the track. At the pace she was moving, she was going to miss cut-off.
And be on the track.
And be on the track when she missed cut-off. But we've all said at Eastbourne that friends, family, anyone can run around the track with you. And same at the end of the North Downs on the track. She hit the track, and like 10 people, but we told them, none of you can tell her what's going on, but get her around that track, like whatever motivation. So they were all running around there, and you could see the look on her face, like, why are all these people running with, what is this going on? And they just literally bullied her almost around the track, got her in with like 46 seconds to spare. It was so amazing. It was brilliant. And giving her the trophy was like a really, really amazing moment, because otherwise she would have missed cutoff, and we were more invested in it than she was.
Yeah.
It was really lovely. So yeah, she was took home a women's trophy for last place, which was great.
As of 5 to 8 in the morning, we have 74 drops.
Under 23. Oh my God.
Well done.
Thank you.
You've got that, yeah. Look at that.
In exchange, we'll take the tracker back off you.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to sit down, or are you alright?
Don't sit down here, it's cold. Yeah. Yeah. Get a cup of tea.
You've got the whole rest of your life to be able to sit down now.
Yeah. I'm going to sit down for a few weeks.
Yeah. Have you done 100 before?
The only other one I've done is the Arc of Titian.
It's Latin for punishment.
Yeah, I'm from Cornwall, so it's home turf.
Okay.
So I needed that to be my first.
Yeah.
But that took me 33 hours. So I've taken 10 hours off that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite a nice PB, isn't it? How did you smash your PB? Oh, a few minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
10 hours.
Yeah.
What's next?
All emotional and teary. Couldn't even talk on the phone. God.
That's why people come back.
Yeah.
Afterwards. It may be horrible when you're doing it.
Oh, but, I loved it though.
Yeah.
I loved every bit of it.
You had a big smile your whole time.
I do.
A lot
just,
of people
it was
who
great.
Were like, yeah. You know, in a world of pain.
It's great. You meet some great people. I mean, the thing is with this, because you have to qualify. Everybody here is so damn good.
Yeah.
When I was queuing up at the at the start line, I had this real thing, imposter syndrome, because everybody looks so damn fit and healthy and strong, and you're like, but they're just, everybody's keen and they're really in for a reason.
Yeah.
They're there to get it done.
Do you think the nice thing is you can't often tell looking at people whether they're going to be like, you're all shapes and sizes, the different parts of the
race. Exactly, that's right. You can't judge them. No, it's all right.
Really,
yeah.
Oh, so where's home? Metal stuff. Far to go?
Yeah, North Wales.
So. Oh, you said, yeah, yeah.
So it's a few hours.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in the van and just sleep now.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'll get off.
And then what's next after?
Taking some time out.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I did I did Manchester Marathon, and then I did 24 Hours South. Yeah. That was that mad one. And then this, so that's it for the year.
Next year
I'll do the 24 Hour out of Manchester, and they'll see something else.
Centurion's
got on.
Yeah. The Western States qualifier.
Yes, I know. I've talked to a lot of people who said that. That's out of my price range, I think, that.
Well, it might take 10 years to get in.
Yeah.
So if you start, you might keep saving.
I talked to a guy who's done loads of the Centurion stuff, and he said, yeah, it took him 6 years. But he said it's no problem, because you don't pay anything if you don't get it. So
it took me 10 years to get a place.
So you've done it?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
So this is where it starts. I hate to tell you, yeah.
You think it's addictive, isn't it?
You think you finished, but
yeah.
It's only the beginning.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Voice was ringing in my head.
Was it?
First of all, pain is temporary, and second of all, that you're going to look the result up later.
Yeah.
That's scary.
And I meant it.
I know, I see that.
It's not your first 100 miler.
It is.
And you, like, not just sub 24, but yeah, like, properly.
Really well,
you could have gone for breakfast and had a little nap and still got sub 24.
I know.
I'm like, great that you think it was so rosy.
Really impressive, yeah.
Thank you so much. So well organised.
Thank you,
everybody.
Then what? When you got to Pangbourne, did you think then?
No, when we spoke at Reading, that was you, right?
Yeah. Everyone merges.
Then I was like, oh, actually, it went faster than I thought it would.
Yeah.
And I caught up with the runner. She came in, but then I was catching up with her, and she was like, "Are you in a hurry to somewhere?" Thank you.
Ah, oh, look at them.
Wow. I mean, my watch told me I was doing a 10-minute mile, but, you know, I'll take it.
usual thing. Go home, sleep a bit, eat, sleep more, eat more, sleep more, eat more.
And then play bridge in the afternoon.
No, I was 16 times.
Oh my God.
Is that another
14 of them were on leg 3.
And then you just stopped eating. Yeah.
I've barely eaten all day, I've not been able to. This probably means more, this one, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because it was more of a slog.
Yeah, you could see at Reading, you were in the whole world of pain.
Yeah, just needed to get that tea sorted me out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When I got to the last checkpoint and he said it's like 4.5 miles, I thought I could do this.
Yeah.
I just got to just keep going.
You pushed it.
Yeah.
That last.
Yeah.
That must have been uncomfortable.
Very, because I've got a really sore knee and I can't go downhill with it. So I was like hobbling downhill and then trying to run on the flat. So.
Wow, what a time.
Yeah.
Really impressive.
Thank you.
When did you realise you were going to get sub 24?
When my son, when I was here, and you guys kindly gave me some minestrone and a coffee,
right.
And my son started quoting David Goggins on the text message, "Who's going to carry the bolts and the logs?" And I thought, I've got to do it.
Yeah.
So I did nearly 3 hours on the way out. Well, it just goes on forever.
Yeah.
So on the way back, I just thought, I'm going to have to be a big boy about this and just buckle in. So I don't know if it took me a couple of hours on the way back. I don't know. But I did. I probably won't be able to walk now.
No, but. Yeah.
I'm so chuffed.
Yeah, you should be.
So chuffed.
That's really good work.
So well organised, you guys.
When did you know you were definitely in for sub 24?
I didn't. I kept second guessing it.
Yeah.
Honestly,
that's exhausting.
Because when I came in on the end of leg 3, the clock read a later time than I thought I was on.
Right.
And I was convinced, and I was like, shit, that clock's 10 minutes faster. I was like, you play mind games with yourself. Thank you. You play mind games with yourself.
You slept?
Yeah. Yeah, it worked.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
Thank you.
Well done.
It was your fault, wasn't it?
I thought I was in trouble for making you go to Reading and not coming back.
Yeah.
properly out to the world, proper. How long did you sleep for?
I think it was like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
We were
debating if we wake him now, will he be in a like positive mood for going, or should we wait? Did they wait till the sun was up?
I think I woke up and okay. The sun was up. Yeah, as I left, it was sun was up. And
that was their suggestion. It's like wait till the sun's up, and he might be more likely to.
And then a coat appeared on me at some stage. I was quite.
And were you, when you lay down, did you just think, I'm done?
I was convinced I was done. Even when I woke up, I was still like, I'm done.
Did you wake up? Because you know, sometimes you can wake up and feel like groggy and you feel.
Yeah. And then I was given a cup of coffee, sat there for a little bit, thought about it. And then I thought, oh, I might as well go out. And then I felt a little better for the first few miles, but it didn't last very long, but yeah.
And then, was it when you left that you knew you were going to finish? Or did you, or what?
I think when I left, I knew I was going to finish at some stage.
Yeah.
At some time, but yeah.
But and what was the decision about leaving here then? Because that's almost the harder decision, leaving Goring.
That 75 mile. I don't know, but I don't know. I think it's your fault that I left here. But then I had that little like dropping out bit in my head. So then when I got to Reading, I was like, I'm going to drop out here.
Yeah.
And then I changed my mind.
But how many hundreds have you done before?
One. North Downs Way.
So you didn't. Oh, that's tough as well.
Yeah.
You didn't have anything to prove.
No.
Just a bit of stubbornness, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but me then, that was the most important thing.
And you actually went to Reading still?
Yes, and I had half an hour power nap.
Yeah.
And
nice.
So
nice.
We were getting everyone having naps there. Yeah,
I know, yeah. It was nice in the back. I just thought, I'm not going to make it back here if I don't do something.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant job.
I had a brief flirtation with hypothermia. That was a low point.
Were you still smiling then, or was that a less smile?
I was greatly assisted by the wonderful people at Reading who weren't going to let me stop.
Yeah. Did you try?
I was
flirting
very,
with it.
Very... Yeah. If they had said anything nice and sort of, oh, it doesn't matter, there's always next time, and I'd be like, fine, let's go. But they were like... What's there to lose just trying a bit further? You can't quit when you sat down. And I was like, all right, go on then. But no, it was great. It's a brilliant event, and it was a great challenge.
And any other, was it just at Reading you had that bad moment where you thought you...
I think the first leg was quite hard because of all the mud.
Yeah.
And I think I probably went out a bit quick and didn't quite place the conditions. Probably should have slowed that down a wee bit. So the second leg was all right. The third leg was harder than I'd expected, especially because I'm local and that is a stretch that I run a lot. So I'd kind of assumed it would be good for that basis, but it just meant that I knew exactly how far it was and it was still a long way off.
Yeah.
So that was tough.
And you had a pacer for the last?
I did. My cousin Joe has been amazing.
Yeah. And how did she keep you going? What works for pacers?
She checked in with me whether I wanted encouragement or tough love.
And what did you want?
Varied, but erring on the side of the encouragement. And she just distracted me with lots of random stories, which was wonderful. And encouraged me to run probably more than I would have otherwise. So she was brilliant. She was enthusiastic and cheerful and took the piss just enough.
Not too much.
But no, she's absolutely brilliant. Definitely stopped me from binning it early, for sure.
Well done.
Yeah,
thank
great.
You so much.
That's
it's a lovely
pleasure.
Story. You've had such a... Panic coming in from Reading. So easy to panic and to...
Well, we got there and we'd sort of been...
To the aid station in Reading?
The far one.
Yeah.
And it took quite a long time to actually get to it because it's right the way through the town. But we'd been making good pace, and then when we got there they said, oh, the aid station's closing in 40 minutes, and we worked out it had already taken us 4 hours to get there, so we basically only had about 4 hours to get back. So then we were like, wow, we really need to put our feet down on this one and just really marched the whole way back. I don't think we didn't do any running at that stage, but really marched all the way back, and which was quite painful on 100 mile feet.
And were you unsure? I mean, at what point did you know you were gonna finish?
When we came through the Pangbourne aid station, and at that point we had just under 2 hours to do what I think 6 or 7k remaining. Okay. And we were like, okay, we've got this. But until that point I really thought it was all just down the drain. So yeah, that was a bit emotional.
In a situation where there's a stress of a cutoff throughout the entire time that they're racing,
yeah.
And that is an additional stressor and burden on you, and especially when you then rush what you are eating, yeah, to move on, and then you don't necessarily have enough, and then you exacerbate the problem and all of that, or you don't look at your feet properly because you haven't got the time, and what that then
brings. Yeah, what pressure did you feel about making sure that Lucy finished? Whose responsibility was it to finish? Did you feel any of that? Or
I felt it was my responsibility with your assistance.
I was like, this is my race, but we've
agreed that you're going to help me achieve that.
Yeah, but then there were things that you were saying. So we were looking at how long it had taken us to get from here to Pangbourne on the way out. So we knew when we got back there how long that had taken us initially. And all that kind of data information I can look at, you probably wouldn't have done, or you'd have stopped to do it.
That maths after 75.
No, you can't.
Miles.
That's exactly what you said. You're like, running maths is not happening.
I can't do it.
So that kind of thing. It's really helpful, yeah, actually, from a place to give you confidence to say, and actually, and also to say, you said to me, if I slow down, tell me, because actually you're not, you don't consciously know whether you're slowing down or not.
Yeah, so external, right.
So yeah, so that, and that's what a pacer is supposed to do, right? To keep that steady.
Good teamwork.
And to tell jokes
and to chat about all sorts of things.
Oh my goodness, we have chatted about everything.
Lots of conversations.
And the nice thing is about pacing, the conversations you have, you've forgotten for next time.
Yeah.
And you can have the same conversations in the next race.
Yeah, this is true.
Well done. Thank you for talking to me. Thanks.
Yeah, and he went, oh shit.
Okay. How was the last, we saw you at Reading, I think.
Yeah, it was terrible. Most of it was terrible, because my knees just been fucked.
And did you think about stopping at any point?
Yeah, think about it, but it wasn't really an option.
What made you not consider it as an option?
I'm raising money for a charity. There's like 70 people invested in it. I've been training for it for a while. I want to just get it done.
Yeah.
All those reasons.
Yeah, all that at the back of your mind.
Yeah, I just came into it knowing that my knee had a bit of a problem.
So you knew it was sore to start with?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
And then I was just going to commit to it unless it was terrible.
We'll leave you to relax, but well done.
Thank you.
Doing that death march, just getting it done. It's your first 100 miler.
Yeah.
Really impressive.
Second ultra as well. I did my 50 on last month.
100 milers. Yeah. It's epic.
Yeah.
Really impressive.
Thank you.
Doing that, you could have easily just stopped.
Yeah.
You'd be dead impressive now.
Yeah. Thank
well
you.
Done. See you next time.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, I mean, I've done the South Downs Way 100 before.
Yeah.
which I, you know, struggled with, but this felt...
It's a different kind of thing, going like the out and back.
You're running all the time and it's a shorter cut off. And
when did you, because you've 6-7 minutes to spare, when did you know you were going to get it done?
When I got into Pangbourne, that was the one I was worried about coming in from Reading.
Yeah, you thought you were going to miss Pangbourne.
Well, because they kept saying it was 7.5 miles. I was like, no, on the way out, it was definitely 8.5 miles. So I had kind of...
These two things going on at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that'd be great.